Right now, Milwaukee homicides spiked in 2015 and again in 2016, following a trend with cities across the country. Now, a new federal study indicates that the opioid crisis was a key player in that increase. Ashley Luthern reported on the study. She's a public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ashley, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what have been the general trends in Milwaukee homicides over the past few years?
So Milwaukee saw a really sharp increase in homicides from 2014 to 2015. It kind of stayed about the same level in 2016 as 15, so higher than usual. At the end of 2017, we had a lower homicide total than those other years, but it's still higher than the long-term averages at the beginning of this decade.
And do we know why there has been such an increase and a sustained increase in homicides in Milwaukee?
So there are a lot of different theories that have come to the forefront when discussing the spike in Milwaukee and in other cities. I think a lot of people rightfully point to root causes as the true underlying factors in deadly violence, whether it's poverty, educational opportunities, employment, the sort of deep systemic factors. But one thing that we know is that those factors did not suddenly change from 2014 to 2015. They've been persistent. They're long-term. What did change? A lot of people have pointed to tensions between the African-American communities and police as a possible contributing factor after these high-profile police uses of force. Another factor that has been gaining more and more coverage lately is the opioid crisis. A lot of criminologists and people who study this say that what you're really starting to see is the opioid crisis hitting the criminal justice system in a different way.
And a federal study actually just pointed to that. What prompted that study in the first place to look at the connection between opioids and murder?
So the study was actually at the second on the subject of the huge spike in Milwaukee and other cities such as St. Louis, Chicago, when examining the rise in homicides. And so it was examining factors that people suggested might play a role. And they definitely did find that opioids are playing a larger role than maybe initially believed, and part of the reason for the time gap is you need time to, number one, solve these cases. You can only really identify underlying factors if you are able to gather information about a case. And so, there are still a large number of cases that there's not a definitive understanding for why it took place because it's not solved. But for those that have been solved, conflicts over drug sales or drug-related robberies have really increased in Milwaukee. And so this study was looking at what people have suggested played a role in these spikes in homicides in certain cities in the country.
You mentioned some other Midwestern cities where they were also looking at this connection. Is this also a trend in other parts of the country?
Yes. I mean, the researchers were looking at the national statistics maintained by the FBI, and so they were looking. One interesting data point that they looked at was the number of white homicide victims and suspects, which also rose. So as one of the researchers who I interviewed pointed out, it's notable because the dominant narrative has focused on tensions between the African-American community and police, and that doesn't the fact that white victimization and white suspects rose in that time period doesn't really fit that narrative very easily. And in Milwaukee, we did see that in 2016 with white victims representing 12% of all homicide victims compared to only 6% the year before.
And why would there be a rise in both white victims and perpetrators when crimes are specifically closely linked to opioid use?
Well, this researcher is positing that this is because you're seeing a lot of opioid usage in the white community and that this is a correlating factor that indicates perhaps opioids then are... It's another piece of evidence that suggests that opioids are playing a larger role in violence.
So is this new? It seems like for decades, politicians have linked drugs to violent crimes. Even, going back to the 80s, there were these huge campaigns about drug-related crime. Is this new or is this just a new chapter?
I think it's a new chapter. And I think particularly if we're talking about Milwaukee specifically, we are fortunate in that we have pretty good data, thanks to the Milwaukee Police Department and the Milwaukee Homicide Review Commission, that has studied these homicides and non-fatal shootings. And they do find that, you know, still arguments and fights are a leading primary factor of deadly violence in the city. However, the nature of the drug trade has changed. And so I think, you know, you used to see things like turf battles over corners and houses fought by structured gangs, and those have been replaced by these rolling drug houses and crews or loose groups of friends who don't have formal affiliations. And because of that, it might be harder to see a little bit of a pattern right away linking the drug trade to this violence. And of course, I know it sounds obvious, I'm sure, to many of your listeners, that violence goes along with drugs. That is true. I think now this is just a study being able to put some research towards that. I mean, anytime you have something that's very valuable, very profitable, such as, you know, drugs, or the individuals carrying those goods or carrying the cash from those drug sales, that's going to be a target for robbery or other violence.
We're talking with Ashley Luther, and she's a public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're taking a look at the connection between the opioid epidemic and Milwaukee homicide rates. And Ashley, you talked with Milwaukee Police Chief Ed Flynn, and he thought that the Ferguson effect was a larger factor than the opioid epidemic in these rises in murder rates. Tell us first what the Ferguson effect is.
So this theory has two interpretations, and this is something that's been discussed and hotly debated throughout the nation, honestly. The theory has two kind of interpretations. The first is that a series of high-profile police shootings nationwide and protests resulted in depolicing, meaning officers backed off, made fewer traffic stops and arrests, were less likely to be proactive. The second is that those same high-profile incidents further eroded police legitimacy in minority neighborhoods, making people less likely to trust the criminal justice system and cooperate with it. And when you have that lack of legitimacy, that could lead to furtherance of violence. Maybe people, police aren't able to solve cases without community input, therefore making it more likely that more cases will lead to retaliation or ongoing feuds because they're not making these arrests and putting a stop to it earlier. And so the researcher of this most recent study that we've been talking about, he said that he didn't have much evidence at this point for police withdrawal as a primary factor. Arrest rates, which is one measure of police activity, already had been declining before 2015, before a lot of these high-profile incidents sort of dominated the national conversation on policing. And then he said, for the other side, trying to measure legitimacy, it's certainly plausible, but the problem is you're trying to measure changes in beliefs and values, and that's really difficult without systemic surveys.
Is this federal study definitive? Do we now know that there is this direct connection between the opioid epidemic and Milwaukee homicide rates, or does more research need to be done?
So I think, like pretty much any academic study, the researchers come to the conclusion that more research needs to be done. And, they aren't being flip when they say that. There's just a lot that we don't know, a lot of what we're able to say about previous crime trends that only came years after the fact, years after being able to study what was happening in the aftermath of it and also what led up to it. And so I think, the primary researcher in this academic study and others such as Mallory O'Brien, who leads the Homicide Review Commission here, both said that more study will be needed with particular focus on neighborhoods and blocks within cities where this violence is concentrated, because I think that's an important thing to remember, is that a lot of violence happens in very concentrated areas. It's a very localized issue and, of course, has broad concerns for the entire community, the entire city and state, but that it is a very localized issue.
Certainly, we have not seen any signs of the opioid crisis slowing down or being resolved. But Milwaukee homicides, as you noted, Ashley, have decreased at least slightly in 2016 and 2017. Is there any theory as to why there might have been that at least a slight dip in the last couple of years?
I think the dip between 2015 and 2016 is pretty negligible. If you would ask researchers about that, it was a difference of a few homicides. There was a pretty significant decrease in 2017, and I think you know, some of it might just be pure, you know, some have suggested that is just pure kind of a return to the average, if you will, of what we've seen historically in terms of our homicide rates here in Milwaukee. I think there are some others, you know, there's been some specific initiatives within the police department that, you know, I'm sure they would point to as being pretty effective. One of them was the Center Street Corridor Project, which was done with federal partners, and they were able to lower non-fatal shootings. They've made a concentrated area and targeting a small section of the city that generates about 10% of all violent crime in the city. And then I think you're seeing a lot of, frankly, you're seeing a lot of residents getting involved. You're seeing more block watches being created. You're seeing more efforts on that front. So I think it's a combination of all of those things.
Well, Ashley, thanks so much for spending the time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Ashley Lutheran is a public safety reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She reported on a federal study that links the opioid crisis to a 2015 jump in homicides in Milwaukee.